This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Two Palestinians were killed and three injured in confrontations with Israeli forces in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Palestinian medics and the military say two Palestinians were killed early on Friday in confrontations with Israeli forces in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Palestine Red Crescent Society confirmed the two deaths and said three people were wounded, including one who sustained serious injuries. The Islamic militant group Hamas said one of those killed was a local commander. Health officials say 460 Palestinians, including several dozen children and teens, have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. House of Representatives passes a reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagoo says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and you'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.